It's time for the emergency break of the week.
The North Texas Honda Dealers.com. I'm Bill Jackson, Talk Radio. No, I'm not. I just read that.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
They continue to lead their childhood years in the foster care system, I guess, huh? Jim? I guess he's not with us. Yeah, you still got us?
Yeah, well, you're kind of fading in and out.
Oh, but... sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
The wheels are off.
And I have some information. I don't know how sound it is, but I believe one of those communities is developing WMDs.
All right. That's ridiculous.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Blew them all the damn away.
That's what you need to do.
This ought to be fun.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
Because he probably got eaten the damn up.
He's cussing weird this morning.
Yeah, he is. He's not taking this seriously. This is a very serious...
No, you and I are doing real broadcasting.
Yeah.
This broadcasting isn't real.
Leave me the alone, hell.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
I've lost him. His weekend's already started.
Yep, afraid so.
Classic BMW of Plano brings us the emergency brake of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. By the way, Craig Rosengarten, very excited about this. The Boz joining us coming up here at 8:15. Brian Boz.
Scott Sculling. Boz.
The Talk Texas and Oklahoma. All right. Candidate number one comes to us from Middays and that Midday Ticker Room. Here's the problem with this one. Bad radio, especially Dan, is obsessed with the number that is one less than 70, much like Rob Gronkowski. Dan's really obsessed with that number. And he had a story about a percentage online and some report that was of 69%. And he was thrilled to see that the comments section had the response of nice, which is what he always says when he hears that number, much like Rob Gronkowski. And then Julie, participating in this story, wasn't thinking when she said this.
So this very important, history shifting thing that is happening in our government, everybody on Twitter, just the only thing they saw was an opportunity to say nice.
Could this
69.
Be what is truly bringing people together?
Like both
as
sides?
In this as tough time? Yes. Both sides are coming together.
Right. Just one of the heads there and one guy's up here. One guy's up here there near the pillow, but the other guy is down there near the
Yeah, I'm turning my mic off.
Don't you ever turn your life on, mic off or your life off.
How did you walk into that?
I don't know. Sorry.
Oh, my.
So,
why, indeed.
Never a good sign when the person says, I'm going to turn my own mic off.
I don't think Dan caught it.
I don't think he did either. Sounded like he was oblivious to what she had said.
Everybody else caught it.
Yeah.
Julie caught it.
Maybe not. Maybe he was focused on something else, which is ironic that he wasn't focused on that number. But there is Julie up for candidate number one in the e-break. Candidate number two is Mike Rhines. As they talk to Coach Monty, their weekly visit with the Stars head coach, Rhines asked a really odd question.
Let me ask you, Coach, do you ever traipse around your office nude?
What the hell?
Hey, this is a good question. This is a good question because...
Office?
I can't say that I do because if I ever go by a mirror... I don't like what I see.
All right, let me explain to everybody why I asked this.
Please do.
Because I've been in plenty of baseball clubhouses and baseball managers' offices, and those guys think nothing of sitting around and answering questions nude.
Dude, that was in the 70s and 80s and even early 90s. That doesn't happen anymore. That's the old culture. Yes, I do.
You don't know
that. Monty is not sitting around nude answering questions.
Okay, well, let's...
I am not Billy Martin and Whitey Herzog.
Smoking a cig.
Right, smoking a cigarette, drinking a scotch, nude.
Scratching sack, eh?
Man, Monty is funny. He rolls with anything. You really can't trip him up with any sort of question.
So Rhines is correct about that. Back in the day, before the ticket started, my job at our old job was to go into the manager's office at the old Arlington Stadium after every game, win or lose, and do the Ranger report with the manager. And both Bobby Valentine and Kevin Kennedy walked into the office on several occasions completely naked, saying, "All right, you ready to go?" And I would have to stand there and interview them as they were completely naked. And so I started showing up completely naked.
Yeah, just to even it up a little bit.
You ever touch tips?
What's that?
Touched what?
What are you asking?
What were you asking? Spell the word that you just asked.
T-I-P-S.
I thought you said something else.
No, that would be even weirder somehow.
Man, okay, there's Mike Reiner as candidate number two. Candidate number three, the all-timer, is back. It's Norm with a shocking comment when they're talking about fans at Buffalo Bills games and what they might throw on the field.
There's no way anyone would ever want to go to Buffalo, but all the things you've seen and dudes falling short trying to jump off of something to hit a table is something I would love to see in person.
Aren't they having sex in the parking lot and stuff?
That is the same place.
Oh, that's
where,
right. Yeah. Don't they throw things on the field?
Yeah, I want to see that.
They throw
dildos. Is that the word you're looking for?
What's that?
Huh. Dildos. Is that the word you're looking for?
That's exactly the word I'm looking for.
Hit the Norm.
What the heck?
Norm.
Is Norm thinking?
Well, nothing. Just,
well, I got the word you're looking for.
Just someone in my household left the Amazon page up, and I was just was on the mind.
Is that the word you're looking
for? One more time.
There's no way anyone would ever want to go to Buffalo, but all the things you've seen and dudes falling short trying to jump off of something to hit a table is something I would love to see in person.
Aren't they having sex in the parking lot and stuff?
That is the same place.
Oh, that's
where,
right. Yeah. Don't they throw things on the field?
Yeah, I want to see that.
They throw
dildos. Is that the word you're looking for?
What's that?
Huh. Dildos. Is that the word you're looking for?
That's exactly the word I'm looking for, Noah.
Well, I got him out of there anyway.
I believe the proper term is dildo.
Oh, my gosh, Norm. Hang on. So those are your three candidates, Julie, Ryan's, or Norm. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Norm's RPD and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Good morning, Muses. It's Cassidy, remember me?
Yeah, we remember you, Cassidy.
I just woke up and there's no school today or on Monday.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Oh, so what's the occasion? Fair day?
I don't know. They didn't say anything.
They didn't say anything? They just said don't come to school. Okay, well, who you vote for?
I like to vote for Mike. And, Gordo, I got a really big question for you.
Okay.
Where's my ticket t-shirt?
Where's the ticket t-shirt that you promised her?
No, she has a ticket t-shirt. So this is the thing. Cassidy sent up a box of the t-shirt that she had made. Mm-hmm. Said every day should be Christmas for her on the back. And wants us to sign it. So the three of us are going to sign it and return it to you, Cassidy. How's that sound?
Yeah.
I just got it a couple days ago. Takes a while to filter mail here at the ticket.
Cassidy, I hate to break this to you, but I saw Gordo taking that shirt to Goodwill.
I knew he's throwing something in the trash. Didn't know what it was, but I guess it was your shirt.
He's not my best friend anymore.
All right.
Oh,
she really is mad. She is really ticked. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys, you know why Blonde can't use a vibrator? Because the chips are teeth. The chips are teeth.
Yeah, you're breaking up there. Couldn't hear you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, users. I'd like to vote for Dan. Let's come together, McDowell, and shout out to P1s for Poker Talk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM.
Good morning, Musers. This is the actual real Cassidy, your favorite seventh grader.
No, this is triple fake Cassidy. Yeah.
No, triple real Cassidy.
Okay, all right.
My dad told me to vote for his very favorite number, and then he said, if you know what I mean.
No.
All right.
Cassidy.
That's just... You're oh, going to hell.
It's a Julie vote, but you are going to hell. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Brooks Koepka here. Give me Norm. Going back to the gym late.
Hey, all right. Thanks, Brooks, for calling in. Appreciate that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, guys, wow. Hey, I think what this may think? Be Coco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's take the call. Case,
I guess we'll take it.
Coco today, summon up departed soul of often misunderstood chimpanzee Otto. Otto was a real piece of work. Musers might remember Otto as chimp that go berserk on suitcase in 1971 luggage commercial.
Yeah, I remember that. Commercial.
Yeah. Yep. How tough they were.
Otto felt like he got bad rap for that. Director tricked Otto into thinking there were bananas inside suitcase that was actually super glued.
Oh, poor Otto.
Terrible.
Coco and Otto vote for Voyeurism Michael.
Voyeurism Mike Reiner. Okay. Thanks, Coco. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You may or may not right. Yay.
Jeez, yes, ma'am.
Louise, let
die.
It go.
Hey, Musers, I want to vote for Hollywood Mike Reiner. You see, I love you, and Texas know you both suck. Get your guns up.
Okay. Thanks, fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Uh-oh. Here Coco going again.
Hello, you are on the air. Who wins?
I'd like to responsibly vote for Norm.
Thank you.
There you go. That's how you vote right there, people. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
Vaginal flash, born.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would like to vote for Norm, the human dildo.
Oh, gosh.
Is anybody close?
Yeah, Norm's very close. Hi, you're on the ticket.
To finishing?
Hello?
He's at the 10, the 15, the 5, and he fumbles at the 1. The Colorado State Rams have lost. Back to you, Craig.
The 10, the 15, and the 1. What a weird run.
He doesn't even vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys. It's me. It's Jamie Benn.
Hey, Jamie.
Oh, it's a little
tough one
Jamie
last
Benn.
Night. Yeah. Okay. Could you give us a vote?
I suck something fierce, eh?
Don't say that about yourself, Jamie.
Still better than Jake Kemp, that little bitch.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, all right. Just
Jamie,
just
calm down.
Vote.
Shout out to the Cricket, FMSC Cricket, and give me Mike Reiner. Thanks.
Oh, jeez. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Musers. This is your number one kid influencer, Dave.
How are you always getting, don't you have
man.
School?
We're getting everybody today.
I like to vote for the Colonel, Norm Hiskish.
And ladies and gentlemen, the all-time leader has another win.
Yay.
There's no way anyone would ever want to go to Buffalo. But all the things you've seen and dudes falling short trying to jump off of something to hit a table is something I would love to see in person.
Aren't they having sex in the parking lot and stuff?
That is the same place.
Oh, that's
where,
right. And don't they throw things on the field?
Yeah, I want to see that.
They throw
dildos.
Is that the word you're looking for?
What's that?
Huh. Dildos. Is that the word you're looking for?
That's exactly the word I'm looking for.
Hit the nose.
Is that 110, Fernando?
110 for Norman Ladybird Hitzkus.
Okay.